It's April 2022. This is video number 308, and the shocking news is that the Great Reset is no longer just a nightmare for us and an aspiration in the toxic minds of a bunch of the most evil conspirators ever known. The Great Reset is now frighteningly close to the scary conclusion we've all been dreading. We are already living within an oppressive, restrictive, faux communist society based on digital control and progressing rapidly towards a complete lack of individuality and freedom. Anyone who denies this is either very, very ignorant, very, very stupid, or bought and paid for in part of the nightmare. Most people, the collaborators, are dead, but they don't realize it yet. This is the laxative video I never wanted to have to make. Everything is now happening very rapidly. Anyone who's surprised at rising prices and rising inflation obviously didn't watch my videos a year ago. Just about everything significant that's happening to us was predictable. Inflation's not going to stop at 10%, by the way. I remember people grabbing mortgage loans at 15% with enthusiasm. If you find that frightening, then how bad will things be when interest rates really get going and inflation hits 10,000%? Nothing is now impossible. Look at the history of Argentina. Inflation hit 10,000% there and now seems to be nicely settled in at 50%. Look at Germany just under a century ago and see how inflation brought about real political changes. In this video, I'm going to provide the proof that the Great Reset is much further along than most people realize. I'm going to show that everything that's been happening during the last 2 years, the COVID fraud, the net zero fraud, the sanctions against Russia, the transgender controversy, everything is part of the plan leading the world into the biggest recession since the 1930s, as I've been predicting for longer than I like to remember, and possibly worse than that. Closing down Russia's access to its own dollars will cost us all huge amounts of money. The New World Order is already here. We're living in it. And things are going to get far, far worse during the coming months because we're now already in the kill phase of the Great Reset. Decisions are made by or according to the demands of a tiny group of lobbyists and cultists who've been manipulated into representing the interests of the conspirators, either wittingly, unwittingly, or through stupidity and ignorance. We're being controlled by conspirators who control the sort of people who believe that gluing themselves to the road in front of an ambulance is a good thing to do. The world is full of people who think that those of us who worry about what's happening are half-crazed conspiracy theorists. But the odd thing is that most of the people who think we are conspiracy theorists are themselves concerned about things that are happening and that have affected them. The problem is, they haven't looked at the big picture. They don't realize that all the bad things that are happening and that have happened in the last few years are all connected. COVID-19, global warming, the manipulated war against Russia, the war against us, the deliberately destroyed global economy, the price rises, the inflation, they are all linked. The innocents have failed to put two and two together, partly because they've been too busy worrying about individual threats to their daily lives, partly because they find it difficult to believe that anyone could conceive of a plot as evil as the one that's been underway for years, partly because they're naive, unquestioning, and too ready to believe what they're told by an utterly corrupt mainstream media, and partly because right from the start, those of us who've told the truth have been demonized, lied about, censored, suppressed, and very effectively silenced by the mainstream media. The fact is that if we don't work together harder than we've ever worked, then it will all be over long before Christmas. Sir Klaus Schwab, knighted by Queen Elizabeth for services to conspiracy, will be the unelected king of an entirely corrupt world government. Schwab, a 40s villain from central casting, a cross between Dr. Strangelove, Ernst Blofeld and Dr. Mengele, will be surrounded by a gang of C-list crooks, conspirators and celebrities. If we're not careful, we're going to be controlled by those I regard as sad, sorry, second-rate human beings, people such as Fauci, witty, shabby little civil servants, and Gates, a friend of Jeffrey Epstein and the BBC, If Epstein were still alive, the BBC would give him a chat show. Dolly Parton and Piers Morgan will be joint global ministers in charge of ignorance. Charles, a 70-year-old bloke who has to have help taking the top off his breakfast egg and putting toothpaste on his brush, will be in charge of entitlement, with William and Kate, a pair of Stepford wives, as his assistants. The Duke and Duchess of California will doubtless be in charge of whinging and sulking, and a good job they'll make of it. If we allow all these sad and sorry creatures to defeat us, it'll be like the Brazilian football team being thrashed by a team of one-legged pirates with the scurvy. For 2 years I've been warning you that we're in a war against our own governments. Forget what's been happening in Ukraine. That's been deliberately orchestrated to speed us into the global recession, which is the next step in the plan. The really important war is the war being fought against us by governments around the world. I reckon we've got at most 8 months left before that war is lost. Incidentally, if anyone's worried about what's happening in Ukraine, they should take a look at the articles on my website and then ask themselves why no one in the media is concerned about what's happening in Syria or Yemen, where far more people have been killed in wars. The answer, of course, is that Russia has the oil and the gas, and sanctions against Russia have destroyed the economy. Sanctions against Syria or Yemen would have been pointless as far as the conspirators are concerned. Incidentally, did you know that Ukraine has quietly announced that it's the first country to implement the World Economic Forum's Great Reset by setting up a social credit app combining universal basic income, digital ID and a vaccine passport in a single app? They thought they were busy dodging bombs, but they had the time to set up the Schwab-pleasing app. Why else do you think the conspirators are rewarding them by sending them arms and money? Why do you think you're being asked to send them money, tanks, ammunition and old jumpers? Oh, and check out Biden and his son in Ukraine. There are some nasty surprises there. I'm not being gloomy. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not being dramatic. I'm telling you the truth. If you think I'm exaggerating, please remember I've always been absolutely accurate about everything that's happened. In 2004, I wrote a book called Why Everything's Going to Get Worse. I was warning about compulsory vaccination programs and the attacks on the elderly over a decade ago. Just under 2 years ago, I warned about the danger of digital currencies and the outlawing of cash, the abuse of DNR notices in hospitals, the use of the useless PCR tests to collect DNA samples. That was denied until companies admitted selling the DNA they were harvesting. And the use of the lockdowns to kill millions worldwide. A year ago, I warned that food and fuel prices would go up. Today, they're going up almost daily, and there's much profiteering, I'm afraid. People laughed when I warned that inflation and interest rates would rocket. Look what's happening now. The UK now owes so much that the interest on the nation's debt costs $83 billion a year to cover. Your taxes are spent paying the interest on what the nation owes. And it's the same countries around the world. The global debt is phenomenal. The conspirators have been following a playbook. They've used brainwashing and propaganda to take over the world, and it hasn't been difficult to work out what comes next. The war is a ruthless, brutal propaganda war, fought with the aid of communist techniques and psyop tricks devised by the CIA and the American Army. I've studied the manuals to see what they're doing and what they're planning. 2 years ago, I provided the evidence that even the government's advisers knew that COVID was no worse than the flu. Back in 2020, I provided evidence about the side effects, including myocarditis and clots, of the COVID jabs. That was 2020. The sneerers had fun with that, but my warnings were absolutely accurate. Every time I've revealed more truths, the censorship has been tightened up. Telling the truth is now a serious offence. I've been censored for many years, but the censorship has dramatically increased since the COVID fraud began early in 2020. Wikipedia and Google demonised me with lies, and I've been completely banned by all the mainstream media and publishers. I've been banned by YouTube, which even banned me from accessing their site. By Facebook, which 2 years ago said I was a danger to their community, by Twitter, by LinkedIn, and by every other social media outlet. They all claim they favour free speech, but they do the opposite. They censor, they crush, and they deplatform. They are the enemy. Incidentally, Google and YouTube have been placed on a red list for child safety because they're endangering children through their censorship. All of these corrupt sites have banned me permanently for the simple crime of telling the truth and being absolutely accurate. For those sites to claim they represent free speech is like Wikipedia claiming it's an encyclopedia, when I believe it's more of a protection racket. Give an editor money and he'll change an entry accordingly, or a platform for government-controlled lies and misdirection. The Royal Society of Arts expelled me as a fellow. I believe that a BBC employee had complained because I'd been telling the truth, and I can see that the BBC might find that rather shocking. Sharing important truths about COVID and global warming can get you into big trouble with the COVID nutters and the misinformed and insane global warming alarmists. Governments claim to have been following the science, but that, of course, is a lie of Bob Dignagnian proportions, and I can only assume that the science has been under the control of Baron Munchausen. The 77th Brigade, the CIA, and government-sponsored hacks go around the internet putting lies and abuse and even death threats whenever they see my name, and not just me, of course. There are fake sites in my name on social media, and although the companies running the platforms know that the sites are fake, they won't take them down. I've got no social media presence. Anything in my name is fake and probably controlled by the 77th Brigade or the CIA. The enemy has deliberately and systematically done everything they could to destroy my life. I've still got my websites where I put up material every day, and Brand YouTube and the channels where people kindly copy my videos. Mohammed Butt and Brand YouTube were put under tremendous pressure to ban me and had to move the platform out of the UK so that I could continue to make videos here. I'm forever grateful for that. My websites are attacked by hackers thousands of times a month, every month. Why would the authorities want to silence me if I weren't telling truths they want suppressed? Why won't they debate these issues? Why does the BBC openly refuse to allow any debate about vaccination, for example? Look at the facts about things which are happening. First, the COVID jab. The UK government now, at last, openly admits that the symptoms of COVID, the rebranded flu, are the same as the flu or a common cold. But the threat of compulsory vaccination has not gone away. And yet the UK government released a report showing that the fully jabbed account for 92% of all COVID-19 deaths. The number of deaths among the jabbed is rising, but falling amongst the unjabbed. The triple jabbed are the people most likely to die. They seem to be acquiring induced acquired immune deficiency syndrome. As predicted a year or more ago, the jabs are now shown to be adversely affecting immune systems, making the jabbed more vulnerable to infections and cancer. I was scorned and attacked for warning about that. Figures in Canada show that the triple jabbed are five times as likely to die of COVID as are the unjabbed. In the United States, figures from the CDC reveal that the jabs have killed 61,000 people aged 25 to 44. That's 3,000 more than the number of Americans who died in the Vietnam War, and more than 10 times as many as have died in Ukraine. Insurance industry experts expect 84% excess deaths among millennials now. A German insurance database of 11 million people shows a huge increase in illness as a result of the jabs. American figures show that COVID jabs have increased miscarriages by 1,517% if given during pregnancy. The figures are all online, but don't expect to see them on the BBC site, which has about as much connection with reality as a Doctor Who plot. Bought and paid for doctors in the UK are now getting richer jabbing five-year-olds with the poison. In the United States, 800,000 children aged 5 to 11 who were given the COVID-19 jab had to miss school after they suffered severe side effects. And there were deaths from a jab that doesn't do what people claim it does. Doctors in the UK get extra blood money for jabbing children. And of course, now that the COVID jab for five-year-olds has been added to the mass of vaccines being given, they'll keep on jabbing and add the COVID jab to the schedule. No one has ever bothered to find out how all the vaccines interact or what damage they do to the immune system. Check out my book on vaccines. It's called Anyone Who Tells You Vaccines Are Safe and Effective Is Lying. Everything in it's absolutely accurate. No one will debate the scary contents. The book and I are banned by the BBC, of course, and by the rest of the mainstream media. An MP who dared to stand up in the House of Commons and mention vaccine damage was shouted down faster than if he'd said that a woman's place is in the home warming her husband's slippers. The same sort of things happened in America. Anyone, anywhere in the world who quotes their own government's figures is denounced as a conspiracy theorist and an anti-vaxxer. The attack articles are written by naive and ignorant journalists who know nothing and who never dare debate their ignorance. The World Health Organization is proposing a new pandemic treaty which will give it power to force countries and their citizens to do as they're told. That's the start of a world government. Compulsory vaccination programs will follow, and self-spreading vaccines are on their way. China has closed down just about everything in the absurd belief that they can permanently eradicate the rebranded flu. No one could be stupid enough to believe that. It's all part of the destruction that will enable them to complete the Great Reset. China's a vital part of the global supply chain. Goodbye to that. And then, of course, there's long COVID. It's one of the major reasons why nothing gets done anymore. A month or two ago, there were over 1 million people off work in the UK alone with long COVID. Two-thirds of them off work for more than a year. Now the number's rapidly approaching 2 million. But the evidence shows that long COVID is a psychological disease, not a physical problem. Look at the research. It's a combination of hypochondria and malingering, but it's being heavily promoted by governments because it's an excellent way to destroy economies around the world. Oddly, long COVID seems rare amongst the self-employed, but common amongst state employees and council staff who keep getting paid. I bet it's commonest among the idiots who've been jabbed. Remember, research has proved that long COVID isn't a physical disease, it's a psychological problem. Governments have created and promoted long COVID because it's a great way to bugger up the economy and create an ever deeper recession. It's also a good way to cover up the damage done by the toxic COVID jabs. And paradoxically, promoting long COVID helps encourage more people to get jabbed because, bizarrely, they believe the jabs will stop them getting long COVID. Politicians and journalists and self-appointed fact-checkers don't bother with accurate research when it's inconvenient, which it always is these days. Second, consider the global warming hoax. The only thing warm about this nonsense is the hot air produced by pseudoscientists, crooked politicians, and bent journalists. Like COVID, global warming is based on yet more fake science, which politicians and journalists won't debate in public. Those pushing the hoax know they have no science to support their absurd claims. Global warming is leading us to the absurdity of net zero and to billions of deaths. And by the way, the recycling scam was never anything more than an exercise in forced compliance. I've always refused to play the recycling game, just as I won't pay the BBC license fee. The global warming hoax is giving them the opportunity to get rid of fossil fuels and replace them with hydrogen, which is made with the aid of fossil fuels, to get rid of petrol and diesel cars and replace them with electric cars, which are worse for the environment and which use electricity created with oil and gas and trees chopped up into pellets, imported and burnt instead of coal. And it's giving them an excuse to force 15 million house owners in the UK alone to make such massive and ruinously expensive changes to their homes that the only practical solution will be to knock down perfectly good, solid homes, and the homeless will be forced into new, tiny cardboard flats in approved city centres. Don't believe me? Check it out. It's all happening. And every new flat has a smart meter fitted. If you don't have a smart meter fitted, you have to pay top prices for your electricity. Believe me, it's happening already. Third, the war in Ukraine. The war was blatantly triggered by NATO, and the world duly introduced utterly absurd sanctions against Russia, and those sanctions have deliberately and predictably destroyed economies everywhere, pushed up oil, gas and food prices and created shortages which will lead to hundreds of millions of deaths in Africa and Asia. If that's not genocide, then we need a new word for it. Fertilizer prices have quadrupled in no time at all and are now at their highest level ever. Africa relies on Russia for 70% of its fertilizer. So the politicians who introduced those sanctions will kill 1,000 times as many people as Putin. Oh, and by the way, instead of the Russian gas, the UK and Europe are now importing gas from America, gas that was produced using polluting fracking techniques. And Poland and China are replacing their missing gas with coal. The result is that the annual coal consumption is around 8.5 billion tonnes, a figure that's hardly moved in years. Fourth, the destruction of the economy through the sanctions, the absurd long COVID, the deadly jabs, the massive debts built up as a result of the multi-million pound COVID frauds, and the wicked nonsense of the global warming fraud is going to lead to a massive worldwide recession, far bigger than the recession of the 1930s. A COVID vaccine festival held in London cost £500 for every jab given. What an obscene waste of money. Even the World Bank, a bad organisation, has warned that the Ukraine war and sanctions will slow growth and increase poverty. No one in government or media cares. It's all deliberate, of course. Millions will lose their jobs and never work again. Last year alone, 17,000 chain store shops closed in the UK and will never reopen. The basic income scheme, already being trialled in Wales, will spread and the middle and working classes will disappear to be replaced by armies of forgotten and put upon drones. World trade and globalisation will soon be a thing of the past. The UK will suffer more than most countries. And thanks to that nasty Oik Trudeau in Canada, your savings aren't safe. The word distrain is now fashionable. It means that the government has the right to steal your assets and close your bank account if you dare speak out and share the truth. Prices are soaring and they'll keep going up. The British Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, who gets my prize as one of the most evil men in Britain for his maltreatment of pensioners and his wife's curious attitude to taxes and sanctions, has done more than his bit to win a seat on the world government. Mortgage rates will go up, petrol retailers are profiteering, household energy prices are soaring beyond comprehension, food inflation went over 5% last month, holidays and travel will soon be no more than a memory, clothing and shoes went up 8.8%, pub and restaurant prices will soon be beyond people who aren't called Sunak and who don't enjoy the financial delights of a rich father-in-law. Lots of clever advice on cutting the family tax bill has been useful, I'm sure. Council taxes are rising as fast as services are deteriorating. Train prices will average 9.8% rise this year. Stamps went up over 10%, furniture's up 9.2%, and subscriptions everywhere are rocketing. They're talking about rationing in Germany, and if you're not in Germany, they'll be talking about it round your way soon. Factories are going to close and they'll stay closed. Street lights will go off. Meanwhile, as MPs enjoy massive pay rises, we pensioners are denied the pay rise we were promised by the government. Sunak, in my view, is more dangerous to pensioners than Midazolam. And anyone who hoped to supplement their miserable state pension with their own investments or pension fund will be unlucky. The people who control big investment and pension companies with over $22 trillion in assets for just five companies are making decisions based not on investment logic but on their moral values. So they're selling or refusing to invest in companies which they consider to be in some way unethical. For example, oil companies or mining companies. They won't even invest in companies which sell petrol. This nonsense isn't confined to so-called ethical investment funds. These massively overpaid investment managers are steadily destroying pensions and investments and helping to impoverish everyone except themselves. Coincidence? Bad luck that it happens all at once? If you think that, then you need to join the queue at your GP's, grab a repeat prescription and keep on taking the tablets. Fifth, The disappearance of cash is accelerating. Another coincidence? Not likely. Thanks to the enthusiasm of the dim-witted collaborators who are still wearing their stupid masks, there are now fewer shops which will take cash. It's almost impossible to buy petrol or diesel without using plastic. The collaborators love their little cards because they don't see where it's leading. And as I warned, last year the Bank of England's introducing its own version of Bitcoin, but this one's special. It's all part of the digital currency world and the digital ID they're forcing on us. They're going to fix the new fake currency so that you can't use it to buy booze if you're an alcoholic, you can't buy chocolate if you're overweight, no fast cars or racing bikes for anyone, and you can't buy anything if you're considered a bad person. Oh, and the digital currency will make it very easy for you to pay all your taxes and utility debts, because they'll just help themselves to whatever they want. Who's a bad person, by the way? Anyone who doesn't have their jab or wear their mask. Anyone who watches this video. And they'll know you're watching it, of course, and I'm afraid it's too late to turn off now, so you might as well keep watching. Talking of masks, did you see that Dr. Jenny Harris, head of the UK Health Security Agency, says that she will still wear a mask in shops and on trains? That's odd, because back in March 2020, another Dr. Jenny Harris, who was at the time Deputy Chief Medical Officer, warned that it is possible to trap the virus in a mask and start breathing it in. That Dr. Jenny Harris said that wearing a mask was not a good idea. Sixth, look at what's happened to healthcare. The bureaucrats who control healthcare as if they own it are driven by a hatred and contempt for us. There are more bureaucrats in the health service in the UK than there are nurses and beds. They mostly have expensive private health insurance, of course. There is, effectively, no GP service in the UK. Doctors insist on providing treatment by phone, even though it's been proved beyond doubt to be unsafe. That's why the ambulance service can't cope, and people are waiting hours for an ambulance. It's why they stop measuring waiting times in accident and emergency departments when they went over 9 hours. It's why over 12 million people are, or soon will be, on urgent waiting lists, and why they will probably never be scanned, x-rayed or treated. It's why death rates are soaring. Medical care is far worse than it was in the 1950s, and getting worse. Deaths from untreated sepsis are soaring. Hospital staff wear masks and practice social distancing, but hospitals are dirtier than ever. I went to one in Wales and wiped my feet when I left. Type 2 diabetes is treated with drugs instead of diet because it's quicker and easier, even though it's more dangerous and more expensive. Nurses are allowed to prescribe. Care assistants with little or no training have taken over work that nurses should be doing because the nurses are doing things that doctors should be doing. Charges will soon be introduced to see a GP because most family doctors made so much money out of jabbing that for tax reasons they're working 3-day weeks. And don't think things are getting better. Before the fake pandemic, UK ministers promised to speed up cancer diagnoses so that Britain would catch up with the rest of the world, but that's been abandoned. MPs have warned that just half of the patients with cancer are diagnosed at stage 1 or 2, and they say things are going to get worse. Seventh, look at education. Literacy and numeracy levels are at an all-time low among teenagers. Most school leavers can't add up without a calculator and they can't read or write their own language fluently. The incidence of mental health problems among children of all age is also at an all-time high. If you think this is all still a coincidence, keep taking those tablets. School teachers and their unions cooperated in destroying the nation's education system by closing schools unnecessarily and by insisting that children be damaged with deadly and useless masks. A record number of children are now being referred for serious mental health issues. If they're lucky, they might get an appointment to see someone in 10 or 15 years' time, and I hope you don't think I'm kidding. An official Ofsted report exposed how the COVID-19 policy has devastated children's lives and hindered their development. Teachers and doctors and social workers and politicians should be arrested, but no one will be punished. We live according to Schwab's rules now. Eighth, you might have thought that some comfort might have been provided by the churches. Not a bit of it. The Archbishop of Canterbury and the Pope both need defrocking and locking up. They've betrayed the people they're supposed to care for. The closure of churches and the removal of spiritual comfort at a time when people needed it most wasn't just unnecessary and cowardly. In my opinion, it was evil. The disappearance of traditional religion was all part of the plan, of course. Check it out. See the United Nations plans for Chrislam. You'll find Tony Blair in there somewhere. They don't bother keeping any of it secret. Ninth, the increase in immigration is all part of the overall plan to homogenize cultures and destroy national identities. Check it out. It's all in the plan, and as far as the enemy's concerned, it's going very well. Tenth, those who think that the transgender controversy is an isolated problem still haven't woken up properly. Confusion is everywhere, but it's clear that there's no future at all for women's sport. I don't care what Johnson may have said, transgender athletes are the future, because that's the future the conspirators have chosen for us. Check it all out. Meanwhile, everyone is suffering. The basic principle of the new metaverse is that people can choose who they want to be. It's all part of the Great Reset, destroy families and traditional rights and freedoms. A transgender cyclist was harassed and demonized and refused permission to take part in a race, even though she'd provided medical evidence that she was eligible. Women fighting for single-sex this or single-sex that are fighting a losing battle. Their only hope is to become discredited conspiracy theorists. Join us and fight the conspirators. 11th, if you think Black Lives Matter is another separate cause, then you're wrong again. Getting rid of statues and history is all part of the conspirators' plan to erase national identities. If the demonstrators really cared about black lives, they'd be fighting to stop starvation and mass deaths in Africa. How many of the moronic sports people who kneel before matches are even aware that millions of children are starving to death because of what's happened in the last 2 years? Racism and sexism are now ingrained in our society, but not in the way you might think. White males aren't even considered for top jobs these days. 12th, there's a cancer culture nonsense which is being used by the lefty nutters to silence the truth tellers. They claim that anyone who opposes their lies about COVID, climate change and so on must be an extreme right-winger. Look at what's happening in the media. I doubt if the BBC, which has a financial link to the discredited Bill Gates, has broadcast a truth for years. In my view, the whole corrupt organisation spreads deceits, misinformation and lies to the trusting and the gullible. The whole of the mainstream media has been bought with millions of dollars and pounds. Our money, of course. Check it out. Years ago, they sacked all the experienced journalists and brought in hundreds of left-wing snowflakes who were so stupid, greedy and bigoted that they were easy to corrupt. The BBC recruited a gazillion really stupid Guardian-reading communists to replace the proper journalists. No one at the BBC, ITV, Sky or any other mainstream channel, TV or radio channel will dare to broadcast the truth. I've been challenging them for 2 years. Silence. They're prejudiced and bent. No honesty and no guts. They steadfastly refuse to debate vaccination, climate change or any of the big issues. Why? If they believed what they say, surely they'd be eager to prove they were right in a national live network debate. No chance. Media doctors around the world have been making big money promoting the lies. Anyone with a PhD in something calls themselves doctor, which in a way they are, in an academic way, and make big money. And the sneaks are everywhere. They can now download an app onto their damned smartphones to use as a speed camera. I hope those who use it learn to polish their boots and click their heels. These days, everyone working for the taxpayer, civil servants, broadcasters, journalists, teachers, doctors and the rest of them are working from home, hiding in cupboards, on strike or enjoying long COVID and looking forward to a summer on the beach. Everything they do is opposed to individuality, rights and freedom. It's vital to remember these are not separate policies. They're all different tentacles of an octopus that wants to suffocate us, crush the life and spirit out of us. The Germans have a word for it, Schlimme Besserung, so-called improvements that make things worse. This is Schlimme Besserung on steroids with added nuts and double whipped cream. If we want to survive, we have to prepare for a permanent revolution to fight hard, to stop what's already happening, and to reverse things that are happening and stop things that will happen. And secondly, we have to start preparing now for how we will live in the new world without being part of it. If we don't win by late autumn, all we have left will be this second option. And we have to remember that if they're oppressing and demonizing us, then we have to be doing something right. Ignore the distractions and the side issues and concentrate on the one big issue. The Great Reset is here. The New World Order isn't coming, it's arrived. You're living in it. Our fight is the just one. We have Robin Hood and Sir Gawain fighting with us. Our cause is just and honourable. We're the good guys. Honi Swaki Malipas. So what do? Spread the message. Share this video, which has taken all my energy to write and record. Share it until it wears out. Visit my websites every day and share material. Everything's free to download and share. There's new stuff on there every weekday. Boycott the enemy. Do it legally, but don't give money to the BBC, which has so far spent over £80 million on a new set for EastEnders. Don't subscribe to Sky. Don't use YouTube or Google. There are other search engines. Don't use Twitter or LinkedIn, or if you must, remember they're not on our side. They suppress free speech. It's what they do. They de-platform truth tellers. Remember that the collaborators are the enemy, the mask wearers are the enemy, the whingers and moaners are the enemy because they're distractions. Talk to them, explain the truth to them, but remember, they are stupid people. You'll have to keep things simple. If you have debts, try to pay them off, and don't take on new debts that you wouldn't be able to afford if interest rates soared. Insist on paying cash as often as you can. If a shop won't take cash, walk out until you find somewhere that will take cash. Look at Awakened Pages for shops and businesses to support. Look at Stand in the Park website for details of how to meet like-minded people. Subscribe to the Light Paper to keep in touch. Become a distributor for the Light Paper. Visit newspaper websites and tell people the truth. Tell them to watch this video. Mock those who are obviously 77th Brigade. Mock the self-righteous and the sanctimonious. This is war, and I hate to tell you, but we're losing. If you see the BBC or any other broadcaster being prejudiced, make a formal complaint. Make complaints about newspapers which bend the truth. Report doctors who lie about COVID and the jabs. Complain about them to their official bodies. Prepare for fuel and food shortages. Prepare for price rises in every aspect of your life. And thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair. Please subscribe to my channel on Brand New Tube and spread my videos about on other platforms such as BitChute. My thanks to everyone who does this. Please do translations too. For fun, you could try putting my videos on YouTube to see how long they last. For the record, this channel's not been monetized. None of my videos ever has been, because I don't want ads on my videos. There are no ads, no sponsors, and no requests for funds on videos or websites. I'd have only spent it on books and ice cream. Thanks to BNT and Mohammed Butt for the platforms. Don't forget to watch my friend Dr. Colin Barron's amazing videos, which are always pertinent and entertaining. Read The Light Paper and visit thelightpaper.co.uk. Visit my own websites, vernoncolman.org and vernoncolman.com. There are free books and articles and new stuff's added every day. Well, most days anyway. Finally, although it may feel like it at times, please remember that you are not alone. More and more people are waking up. And once they're awake, they don't go back to sleep. If we're going to win this war, we have to fight hard and with determination and with passion and with the truth. Distrust the government. Avoid mass media and fight the lies. And thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair.